This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. Don joining us in the house today.
I'm here.
Ava?
We're here.
Myself, a little nasally, but nonetheless, still making it happen. We've got a lot of fun going on today. We're going to be joined by Mr. Chris Granrud from Rainy Days Guide Service up in International Falls. We'll talk a little about ice fishing. Is it or is it not? How soon? And what is really kind of hot going into this coming season that you can start to think about? So that and more when we come out with more Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Welcome back, you guys. You have a good turkey day?
Yes, absolutely.
Always eat too much?
Always.
You go in thinking, no, I got this under control. Yeah, it's all good.
And then you take the first bite.
And it's all over.
Yep.
For me, it's all about stuffing.
Oh, you're a stuffing
guy,
huh?
I'm a stuffing guy.
I like it too.
Moist stuffing. Moist stuffing or
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, both. I like a little mix of both. It can't all just be wet.
Yeah, it can. Oh. No, it can.
All right.
Hey, I didn't hear it. What was the story when after last week's lashing that we gave to your better half?
You know, fine. We got our jerky back, and it's really good. So I have forgiven him.
There'll be a next time.
Yeah. There's more deer out there to get, so.
But not until next year. So when the summer comes around, you know the first thing I'm going to say on that first fishing trip, hey, Ava, boy, wouldn't those
maple beef, sticks,
those sticks
be, great?
Be just amazing?
Mm-hmm. I know. But I'll have jerky, so I'll be fine.
So Don and I will bring like some sticks in, and then we'll just eat it.
Well, I think Don and I are going to maybe do a switch.
No.
We'll see. A trade.
Sorry. No, you need to pay the price so you realize.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of realizing, one of the things that becomes a harsh reality is last week I went out fishing for one of the last times, open water in the river. It may change, but usually I get that transition. I'm like, all right, we're going into the ski season, and I start going after that, you know, as far as hardcore, but start putting things away, and I'm looking at everything, and I went, no, you know what? I forgot that reel isn't working right, so I got to pull that one. This one, I've got a messed up bunch of line on it. And you know, I thought, now really is when you've got it fresh in your mind, the two things you can do, and this is one thing I realized, I've done this before. If you don't want to mess with it, take masking tape and wrap it on the rod and or the reel. And if it doesn't take much, but take a relatively large chunk and you put it on the rod and you can label it if there's an issue with it or... say it's all good. Just get the tape out, check it, and then label it. Because more often than not, come spring, you end up going through the whole thing all over again, and it really becomes an issue. Especially if you've got a reel that maybe you wanted to get it tuned up, or it needed some lube. That needs to happen. It could be there's a window out of a line counter, or the handle's not quite right. All those things really, they play a part in it as far as being organized and what to do on that side of the fence. Same thing holds true with, for me, in the plastic side. You know, you go into the season, you buy spring, you get your plastics, you're ready to go. Guess what? You're depleted on certain ones that were really good. Take your inventories, look at what's out there, and see if you can't get that dialed in so that you know, hey, maybe there's some sales coming on at Christmas. You never know. Especially with the supply chain, if you happen to be out and about looking for whatever at Shields or wherever, you definitely can be targeting those things that you need to address. Eyelets, those are a big thing, Don.
Yes.
I had this happen to me a couple times because co-anglers, they use my tackle in a tournament.
Right.
And a lot of times I'm not watching everything that goes on. If I'm very careful about the tip, the rod tip or the tippy top rod guide. And if it gets slammed into anything or if it hits a deck or whatever, and that ceramic cracks, you don't notice it until it's absolutely too late because it will cut your line. And it's not like you can tell often because you can hear the guides with braid, the line going through the braid, or the line going through the guides, and the being that's braid, it makes a sound that you can, it's distinctive. The issue becomes when you don't quite realize that that sound isn't quite normal, and then your line is frayed, and then it's broken.
All you got to do is take a Q-tip and just kind of circle it around your eyes, and if it pulls any cotton off of that Q-tip, it'll show up there.
If it hangs up, exactly. Yep. No, that's a great point and a great tip. So really looking at the equipment that you have and understanding that you're going to have some scenarios that it's worthwhile.
I like your idea of at least labeling those pieces of equipment that need to be addressed. Maybe you don't have time right now during the holiday time period, but after the first of the year, it's a great thing to do over the winter.
It is, and the other thing, too, is a lot of times you get things that are sorted out incorrectly. Like you're out fishing, you've got a box that's out. You'll take a crankbait and you'll throw it in a different box. Well, open the boxes, look at them, see where things are at. Are the colors right? A lot of times, too, you get that moisture in those boxes, and there's that gets to be a bit of a problem, too, because you're looking at the hooks rusting, and that is a major negative, especially a lot of the crankbaits, jigging wraps are in particular. You'll take them off. You want to make sure that the wings are on, because the little wing on it really makes the bait do what it's supposed to do. And being able to make sure that that's taken care of, and you don't have I've got five in that color. No, you really have three.
Can you repair those? With super glue or something?
Yeah,
I suppose if you can find the wing.
Yeah, that's the difficult part. You usually don't find the wing or the fin, per se. So that's one of the biggest issues that goes into play on that. So you can, there's some tackle companies that have some of those. I know they do that with the shiver minnows.
Yes.
They've got those as far as the repair that they can have. I need to do a little bit more checking on the wrapless side jigging wrap, but I think all in all, just having an understanding that you take a look at it, if nothing else, making sure those hooks look good, and switching out anything you have that's not quite, shall we say, up to par is a key, whether it's rod, reel, and electronics, because we have a lot of scenarios that bad transducers, something's not functioning correctly. Take them off. Now's the time. Because otherwise, when you're in the middle of the season, you do not want to spend 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks with it being fixed or having it sent to the company.
And I'd have to believe that locator updates are going to be coming along here, at least right after the first of the year. Usually you get those.
There's quite a few that are ongoing, and you'll find that you could check those out on the various websites, whether it's Lowrance or Garmin or Humminbird, and they're able to be downloaded via your computer onto the chip that will slide into your
your locator.
Basically your unit, GPS or whatever, and that will download the new pieces and parts. So I think that's a key element in really staying up to date with your equipment, making sure that it's functioning ready and rock and roll. Because then when winter comes around, you don't have to worry about it and think, what didn't I do?
Be ready to go in the spring.
Exactly right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be back with Mr. Chris Ranrud from Rainy Days Guide Service, talking a little bit about what's going on up in International Falls and the ice.